Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me, having a great visit with Katy Perry. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host, and we're talking about multimedia and getting multimedia into your into whatever you're doing, your blogs, your social media, developing multimedia video accounts, for example. That's one of the things we've been talking about. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Kathy, tell us how we can find you and your book, Stepping Stones to Success.
They can find me at kathyperry.com. That's K-A-T-H-Y-P-E-R-R-Y.com.
All right.
And also, we have the 52socialmediatips.com, where they can get a free download of the ebook, 52 Social Media.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Thanks for reminding me about that. And that's and so that's they can download that?
Yes.
Did you say that? Did download. You say that was free?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm giving it away.
What a deal! Hey, folks, you need to check that out. Give us that website again, Kathy.
It's 52socialmediatips.com.
All right, folks, check it out. You got to go there. I've seen this. I didn't know she was giving it away. So good for you, Kathy. Let's talk about Google. You say that that we need to take control of our image. And of course, this is something I've been beating into the heads of small business owners for a long time. Is about the fact that you have a brand, you own a brand, that maybe the brand is you, and if you don't manage it, if you don't control it, then somebody else will. And
absolutely.
And so talk to us about your thoughts on that.
So Google lets you set up your own account with all your information, your profile, and when you do that, if somebody's doing a Google search on your name, they are going to deliver that. If you don't fill one out, then they're just grabbing information from the internet mm-hmm. and then delivering whatever they find. The bad thing is sometimes people don't fill those out, and information about you is displayed that you really don't want displayed. So
well, like so Google will help you sort of control what's displayed.
Yes, I mean when you fill out a Google profile in your Google account, and any time you set up. You can just go to Google.com and set up a Google
account.
How
do you? I mean, do you type in profile or what do you? Google.com/profile.
You know, they have Google has so many offerings
right.
that they offer. So you just look at their menus and
mm-hmm.
there's one either called profile or create an account, and then you just fill in the information about you, so your professional information and. And it's a very important thing to do because, again, if you don't fill it out, they just display whatever they get. And so it's you not mm-hmm. taking control of your own life.
So if somebody should happen to have written a negative blog post about your company, that right. might pop up pretty high.
Absolutely.
But now you can't keep that from presenting, though, right?
No, you can't. But the more good things you have about you online, the
uh-huh.
better it is, because those are going to show up.
That's the key.
That's
isn't that the key to that's the key to user-generated content, to dealing with user-generated content, is to you're probably not going to avoid having something negative. If you do enough business,
yep.
you're going to make somebody, you're going to tick somebody off along the way who can't help but write about it. The key is
right.
to have more good than bad, right?
It is. And you can control the good. So you can make sure you're putting in the good information and also get your clients to write reviews about you, post testimonials. All of those are really important.
Whenever somebody comes in and says, you know, Kathy, I can't tell you. I don't know what I would do without your little company. You guys have done such a great job. You have blah, 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 whatever it may be. It's okay to say, you know what? That's such an awfully nice thing for you to say. It would really help me if other people knew that you said that. Would you mind? Can you do that, Kathy?
Yes, absolutely.
You might have to help them, though. You might have to say, okay, they might say, well, how do I do that? Well, if I sent you a link, would you just send them a link then?
Yes, you can.
Have that ready.
It is difficult sometimes for them to figure out where they should put it. So you do have to help the customer and say, here, if you could put a review here and you give them the link that says, this is where they typed in their review. That would be helpful.
Right. Yeah, you may have to do that. And it's okay to do that. I mean, while people are complimenting you, while they're bragging on you, you know, that's when they're willing to tell people about it. Just say, you know, I don't know if you know how the internet works, but those kinds of comments really help a little company like mine. And it would be a huge favor if you would do that. I wouldn't mind asking people that.
No, I think it's really important. And I ask people that all the time when they've said something great about me, and I said, can we put that in writing? Or would you put it on my blog? Or can I videotape it? So there's so many different ways you can capture that information.
See, folks, once upon a time, one person says something great about me, and I didn't do that, and now I've lost forever. Kathy, so I mean, I got nothing out there now, you know, so don't do what I did, you know, make sure you capture that. Hey, Kathy, give us the website again one more time, please.
It's kathyperry.com, and then also 52socialmediatips.com.
And that's where you get the free download of her ebook there on the 52 tips, which is some of the stuff that Kathy and I talk about when she joins us. Hey, Kathy, good job today. Come back real soon. We'll see you next time. Kathy Perry, Kathy with a K, by the way, and Perry with a P. Got to go for this half hour. I'll be back after the news. Right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.